of our father's family must receive his crown of love. His crown and robe of love that he places on them denotes they're one with him. This now is the message, the secret of our Father. How he perfects you in pure love. He sees a fault in your heart trying to condemn you. And he says, I'm greater. So as you turn to him, confess with your heart or with your mouth your fault. Then his fiery eyes of pure love begins to look upon you, and before this sight of love reaches that fault, his fire has burned it out of you. Then his love fills that place that is void and makes him I see not your faults. Love has perfected me. So I crown my love upon you, and I let you know the secret of my fire that burns out your faults before I see them. Herein is the way that your love is perfected, not in finding out how much is wrong with you, but knowing this, like as my son is, you already are. A simple faith. Say, Father, like as Jesus I am. Then I begin to look to see if you told the truth. And the fire goes before my eyes. And by the time my sight
falls upon you. The fire has burned out all of your faults, and the sight of my love fills that empty space where that fault and that sin used to dwell. And you feel the warmness of the love as he crowns his love upon you. Many people have eaten from the good and evil tree of Satan, mine enemy. And even though they eat those fruits of good and evil no more, there's still a little juice of those fruits left in them. And they feel a little condemned, inferior in their heart. So I tell them just what I do. If your heart condemn you with that juice of Satan, my glove is greater than that. So I turn my sight of love and fire upon your heart and your life, and the fire of the Lord God burns out condemnation, and I fill it with the look of my love. Then you are perfect when my eyes fall upon you. Cause this is the way that I planned it, to use my fire to destroy your enemies, so you'd be a vessel of my love. A weakness in your life, an immaturity that nags inside of you. You turn to me, say, my Father. Then I begin to look upon you. Ooh, and the fire that goes before my eyes burns out that weakness and insecurity, leaving a void for my look of love that fills and makes you. Soon you learn how to wear your crown, even though you may not know what is wrong. You have an advocate, my son, Jesus Christ, that tells me to look upon you. And by the Spirit, pulls my eyes down upon your light, and the fire burns from head to toe. Then I feel your light with my love. I know the world from whence you came, and I know the way of the old world. To try to correct yourself by finding out what's wrong and doing something right to correct it, well, that's not my way. My way of love, my way is to fill you with my life. So I crown you with my love to change your life, that you might live in my royal family. Be sons and daughters worthy unto me, and have not that hangdog look. I look upon you now, daughter of mine, but my fire goes before my side. And it now hath burned out all of your faults from head to your toe. So I crown you with my love, oh, and fill you with it as I look upon Beloved, if a heart condemn us, then our Father is greater than our heart. Or any juice of Satan that has been put inside us that tells us there's something wrong. So I know just what to do. I begin to look slowly upon you, and my fire goes before my eyes, and it boils and burns condemnation out of your life, and I fill the void with my love. Ooh. This lesson, learn it well. Herein is love. Not that you loved your Father God, but that He first loved you. Many people been deceived by Satan, try to make love to their father, not realizing that their love is nothing, but it's the love that first loves them, then moves down inside them perfects them in love, and they release that love back to him. Ooh. Ooh. By this we know that we've passed from death to life when we look upon others of our brother, and we see not their fault, but with the fiery eyes of God, we burn out their faults before we see them. In the spirit of love moving out of our heart fills them and draws them unto us, and we deliver them to our Father, captured in his love. Now I know the world from whence you came, and I know that the life that you've lived. And you said if I could pick out my faults, find out what's wrong, then I would correct them. That's the world of Satan. It's none of me. My love is the change in power. You say unto me, Father, I confess something wrong, and you feel my fire begin to burn. And then the eyes of my love filled up your life. The thing I have burned out of you. Behold what manner of love our Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons and daughters, even though we're vessels of clay. He knows what the fire of his love can do to clay. It melts it and runs it all together and leave our body perfect in him, from one bacon to another. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Your old way of life has always been, oh me, I can do nothing. Oh yes, your old way of life has always been, oh me, I can do nothing. Satan moving in your heart made you feel worthless and condemned you all. But now I say to you, my eyes have begun the fire's burned out, all that in assurance and the love that now fills you. This is the way that our heart has assurance that we may stand in the day of judgment. Being made perfect and complete in his love with which he first loved us. And this is the feeling by which we know that we've passed from death unto life, because that love that we feel for us is transferred out to our brother. Ooh, 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 ooh. That comes into the fire of my body, I begin to look up on them with the fiery eyes of my love, and the fire burns out all insecurities. Then I fill the void with my love, and I make them feel my love, and they know me. They know they're one. And they feel like something, and their heart is assured that what I've finished, they shall be. I know your life, how your heart has been towards me, but I know also you haven't yet received my love. So now I'm melted upon you. From this time on shall be the way of your life. I will judge you in love. you will begin to receive him. Not breath of my love, but baptism and coverings of my love. Until you're crowned and clothed with bones, and even a scepter of love in your hand, that you may rule and reign as kings of my love, which nothing can stand against. The strongest power in the universe is the love of the Lord thy God. And I have chosen in the last days to judge the world by my sons and daughters of love. And love perfects devils flee away. Lives are reclaimed, and the kingdom of love, my everlasting grace, shall reign in the earth. And forever and ever, the law of love shall be established in the earth, and everything shall be governed by love, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Satan, my enemy, told you all the things that were wrong, but now I crown you with my love. Oh, and I let you know that the way of love is that I first loved you. And in loving you, I brought forth my pure love all in your body. And I let you feel for the first time in your life the pure love of the Lord God. To let you know how I will rule you from this time henceforth. And let you know the perfect place in me is to live thou in my love. And oh, how simple I have made it for you. How easy the yoke, how light the burden. Why you only with your heart of faith say, I believe in your love that hath delivered me from this falter, whatever. may be, and the burning of my love burns out your faults, and I fill the void with my love. I know your life, how you've compared yourself unto others in the kingdom. Though I told you it wasn't wise, you still couldn't help it. You thought you had to be like them. But now I'll let you know that between you and I, between you and I, each one of you, that there's a special love, a crown and a robe, ooh, that I have for, personally for you. And let you not see yourself compared to others, but see yourself compared to me. Spoke it through my apostle John. I said, as Jesus is, you are already in this world. So if you let my love fulfill that promise, then like unto him you shall be. You don't believe that. Up until this point, I had to rule you with fire and judgment and rebuke to keep mine enemy, Satan, from snaring you. But now you've entered my kingdom of love, and now I shall train you how to live governed by the love of the Lord thy God, by crowning you with love and clothing upon you and letting you feel it moving in you in that way. You shall judge right or wrong. Whatever you shall do, does it cause you to feel love of the life of the Lord thy God? Then it's me speaking to you. Ooh. 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 Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be a substitute for our sin, and now his Son has become the fire of the Father's body. Every sacrifice shall be sprinkled with fire before I look upon them. Is an ancient law, even of the old times, now bring it to pass. If you want to be pleasing to thy loving Father God, then judge not yourself, nor pick out your faults, but come thou unto me, and the love of God, which is the bond of perfection, shall mold you and complete the image of me. From now on, when some doth rebuke you, or instruct you in the way of life, when you find something wrong, then fear not and flee from me, but turn to my love to correct you. Oh. message we heard from the beginning. When our Father said unto his Son, let us make man in our image. And then in the last revelation, we hear our Father say, it is done. We have crowned them with love and made them in our likeness. Now my kingdom hath come in earth. Oh, 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 oh. One of the works of the love of God, and I mean it is a work of the love of God. He knows that his requirements for his kingdom, for you to be a member of his new creation, and that you must have a body fashioned like unto the glorious body of Jesus Christ. That even though you're still in the flesh, that every part of you must leave. And he knows that you can't do it. He knows that it cannot be done. So he called forth from the dawn of creation his people that he chose to suffer to bring this completion in you. From Abel, who was slain by unrighteous Cain, all the way through the prophets, to his son Jesus Christ, to the Apostle Paul, to John, even now, unto the day in which you and I live, into myself. He chose to just take his privilege, pick out a man, and say, now that man will suffer until I bring forth Christ in him. Pick out women and men, and now I choose that they suffer until Christ comes forth in them, so that they might deliver my people into my kingdom. That's his plan. He said, am I not righteous, that I might choose that one shall suffer, lest the whole world perish? Feel that fire of love just burning out all that old sensitivity, reflection, getting a pure release of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, carrying it right up. Ooh. around there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give this new creature of yours new face and new eyes. Now just watch your eyes come open as my hand moves. Begin to see. About everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give this new creature of yours a new face and new eyes to see. Now see your eyes come open. Greatest works that God is doing today in his people. We coming from an old creation filled with all sorts of lust. He knows that very few would ever escape the lust caused in them sex. So he chooses with the fire of his hand to destroy those lusts and bring forth his new creation feelings. Oh, Father, obedience to you, I destroy, oh, this lust in these organs. Ooh. Feel them go dead there, Ed. Typified by the second circumcision. Now move him over there, Jim. Now he's chosen to restore these, not to leave you a eunuch. How many of you ever remember that teaching of Jesus? That said, all men are not alike. He said, some are born eunuchs. Some are made eunuchs by men. And then he said, some are made eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. In the early church, a lot of people that could not overcome this, did not have the way or something, they made themselves eunuchs by the Spirit, in order that they might be able to deal with people without having lust that would impart to them. Because when you begin to move among a group of people and you have the lust of the flesh moving in you, then you impart that lust to others. And they knew it was the law of God, especially when the virgin began to come forth in the kingdom, the virgins through Christ, the 144,000, they knew they couldn't defile. But now he's given us the way. He doesn't leave us eunuchs. He burns out the old, then immediately, because the kingdom of God's upon us, he gives us the new. Oh, oh, come on, Brother Ed, stand up there and cooperate with me, brother. Oh, move your feet in there. I know you're still looking. Oh. Oh, shoulder up there. Move your hands right there. Your other hand around there. That's the way. Oh. Oh. Father, in obedience to you in the name of Jesus, I give new life to these sexual organs of this man and this woman. and place her on the inside of you. Oh, feel it come alive. Sense you. Oh, feel her going inside of you. Oh, 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 oh.
Come alive. Have strength. Move your toes. Let it start to go. Have strength of fire. Strength of fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Strength, strength, fire, 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 fire. Oh.
You don't believe that works? Let me show it on Brother Jerry. Fire, 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 fire. Well, that's something. Ooh, ooh. Fire. Whoa. Ah, strength, strength. Ooh. Warner, where's Warner? Ooh, Wayne. Ooh. Mm. From now on, you shall be ruled with love. I know it's a strange line, but it's the way I have chosen. Once you enter my kingdom of love. Ooh. Now speak to your mystery that brings forth my fullness quickly in the earth. Have my sons and daughters dwell in my kingdom of love. And I perfect that love in them. The strongest character of the Lord thy God. Then I send them back into the world with that love. And it cut short my work in righteousness by the fire and the power of my love. Now you've seen this working since we left the cross. Every new group that came in, they moved more quickly than you of the first. Because you knew how to impart to them just by your presence, your words, and your life, you quickly joined them unto you, didn't you? So now in the kingdom, the love of the Lord thy God, I do a quick work, cut it short in righteousness. Something that would have taken 1,000 years if I'd have done it only from the cross. Now I do it now, 25 or 30 years, and the power rolls all over the earth. If you abide in my love, my life. Oh, Father, in obedience to you, I give this new creation of yours a new face. Oh, and new eyes to see. Oh, see them come open that one. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Obedience to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just destroy all workings of this old nature. Oh, all blindness. Oh, destroy all workings of lust in this life and in this soul by the fire, judgment, fire of the earth. Oh, feel them go dead, Wayne. Oh. Oh, just place her together. Come on. You get on that side. Oh, just reach your hands around her. Oh, put them right down there where they're supposed to be. Oh, Father, in obedience to your order, I just place this wife inside of her husband, and I just strike them with your new sexual life. Ooh, that's it. Ooh. Now open the eyes of the man that he might see. Just feel those eyes. Come on. Look. What do you see, Wayne? Ooh. Ooh. What do you see? Here that we missed that wasn't here yesterday morning? How many did we miss that we didn't get yet? Individuals. Have we gotten everybody? Come on. Three, come on. We didn't get you yet? I thought you had gotten several times. Y'all just line up there. Oh, Cheryl. Work on it and then just pass them on up to me and you stand over and hold them for me. Ooh. Ooh. Come here, Brother Bill. I'll get some of y'all while she's working. Bill, you and Dennis, come on around here. Anointing coming live. Oh, 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 destroy all these old sexual desires. Feel it die. In obedience to you, Father, I give this new creation of yours a new face and new eyes to see. Feel those eyes just come up. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, look. Tell me what you see.
Oh.
Ooh. 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 Ooh, I give him new life. Ooh. Oh, feel that new life come. Oh, lay your hand right down there, sister. In obedience to you, Father, I just give her a new life in these organs. Oh, feel it come alive. Oh, now I give her a new face and new eyes to see. Oh, see it come up, open up. Oh, see the light begin to come. Oh, what do you see? Jesus. What do you see? Say it. What? In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I give her a new life to these organs that have been destroyed. A new face and obedience to you, my Father. And give her new eyes to see. Watch these eyes. Watch it just come up. Ooh. See that light coming? Now see you. What do you see? Ooh. 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 Fire. Destroy it. Oh, feel it go dead there, Dennis? Oh, all the old sexual lust. All the lust of the eyes, lust of the world, half been destroyed by the fire. In obedience to you now, Father, I give him back your new life, free of corruption of lust. Oh, feel it moving now. Oh, give him your new face and new eyes. New eyes to see. Oh, feel it. What do you see, Dennis? Oh.